paint. Spin move takes the lead or fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
It's a Saturday filled with state-rated teams and past champions, and our 2013 champs will be crowned tonight. It's the Luplat Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Dudelai from Wood River right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Championship Saturday here on Luplat Conference Tournament Saturday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is the start of our quadruple header from Wood River. And this year, the boys are up first, so it's our boys' consolation game, third-place game, between two fine teams here in the Luplat Conference as the Gibbon Buffaloes take on the Loup City Red Raiders. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Remember that all four games of the Luplat Conference are here on Classic Hits. We're also airing all four games of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament from the Viero Event Center in Kearney, which get underway here at 2 o'clock. Those are on ESPN 1460 and 1550. All games are also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. That's where you find the games live, the podcast, the photos, and a whole lot more at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So up first, Gibbon, who pushed Kearney Catholic all the way to the end on Thursday night, and Loup City, who was tied with Adams Central going into the fourth quarter but ran out of gas and did not score a field goal in the final 5 minutes of the game and fell 49-37. Kearney Catholic beat Gibbon 61-52. Our girls' consolation game at 4 o'clock will have Wood River taking on Centura. Then the boys' championship at 6 between undefeated Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. And at 8 o'clock, the girls' championship between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. We'll take a timeout, come back, and look at the starting lineups for our opening game between Gibbon and Loup City right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like it on Facebook for insider information.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
And as always, we want to thank Jerry Dunn, the athletic director here, for the hospitality that he and all the folks at Wood River provide. And we are ready to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Loup City are the visitors on the scoreboard today. They'll go with number 4, 5'10 junior Brady Rasmussen. He has already scored 53 points in two conference games. Number 12 is a 5'9" senior, Austin Bocard. Number 20, 6'1" senior is Cole Lambrick. Number 22, 6'3" senior is Riley Lambrecht, and he has not really been feeling well this week. And, of course, everybody knows that there has been one or two or three kids throughout the last month for every team that seems to be a little ill, and that is Riley right now for Loup City. And rounding out the starting lineup, number 32, a 6'3" junior, Matt Charzenka. Head coach of the Red Raiders is Paul Henry, assisted by Mark Higgins. Loup City is 11-8 on the season. They knocked off Ravenna in the opening round, 61-41, and fell 49-37 on Thursday night to Adams Central. For Gibbon, number 2 is a 6-foot junior, Ryan Milks. Number 3, 6'3" junior, Riley Reinardson, averages 24 points a game. Number 4, 6'1" senior is Brett Benfeld. He had 18 on Thursday night. And number 15, a 5'9" senior, is Luke Schuster. Number 21, 6-foot junior, Dakota Kenton. Head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Benz, Travis Brew, Jackson Tenton, and Steve Yockey. Gibbon is 14-4 on the season. They were a winner over Donovan Trumbull in the opening round, 48-45, and fell to Kearney Catholic, 61-52. They've lost twice to Kearney Catholic, once to Adams Central, and once to Donovan Trumbull in overtime. They have played an outstanding brand of ball so far this season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we'll be back to tip things off between Luke City and Gibbon right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. As the ball is in the air and we're underway, Gibbon will win the tip. They go from right to left, Loup City from left to right. The Red Raiders will be playing man-to-man defense. Second time these teams have played. We saw the opening game the second weekend in Loup City as Reinertsen fires a three to start things off. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Bocard. As they push the ball up the floor, Bocard dishes it off to Rasmussen into the corner. He attacks the hoop off the glass. It rolls off the rim, no good. And Ryan Milch grabs the rebound. Outlet pass into the front court. Both teams want to run. They'll get it to Ben Felt. Back out top to Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen off the dribble, takes it at Lambrick, dishes it underneath. Good defense by the Red Raiders, but a foul will be called as Kenton went up for the shot. So Dakota Kenton will get two free throws here. In that first meeting, it was a close ball game. Gibbon won it 42-38. And again, Loup City had a bunch of kids that weren't even in the lineup at that time off of the football season with injuries. So Loup City at much more full strength in this matchup than they were in the first one. The foul called on Matt Jarzynka, his first. And the free throw by Dakota Kenton is up and in. Second free throw. That one is bouncing off the rim, no good. And the rebound brought down by Riley Lambrick, then it's taken out of his hands, and Gibbon has the basketball. They take it out of the right wing. Reinertsen drives. He's double-teamed. Beautiful pass back out front for a three. That's knocked home by Ryan Milks. Everybody knows once you try to double down on Reinertsen and shut him down, he's going to make a great pass, and he did it again there, and it's 4-0 Gibbon with the early lead. Loup City Rasmussen swings it over to Bocard against the 1-3-1 zone, and his pass to Lambrick off his hand and out of bounds. And into the ball game is going to be Brady Lewandowski, just a minute in. And Lambrick's going to come out. Again, Riley under the weather. And Coach Paul Henry going to give him an early breather here. Maybe a little too early. We'll see how he's feeling. As the ball brought across the timeline by Schuster. In the left-hand corner, Reinertsen on the low block. They get it to Benfelt. Benfelt takes it inside at Jarzynka, who blocks the shot and takes it away. And here comes Loup City up the floor. Cole Lambrick to the right-hand corner. Quick reversal to Bocard. Into the left-hand corner, Lewandowski. Skip pass over to Rasmussen against this zone. Rasmussen weaves his way through it. Drives and will be fouled on the shot. And two free throws are coming up. The foul is called on Dakota Kenton. That'll be his first of the game on Gibbon. And Brady Rasmussen, who has been red hot in this tournament, will put the free throw up and in and get Loup City on the board. Rasmussen scored 34 Tuesday against Ravenna and 19 Thursday against Adams Central. Second free throw, flick of the wrist, no good. And Kenton grabbed the rebound, but he was standing on the baseline. Him and Jarzynka were fighting for the ball, and his toe was just standing out of bounds. So Loup City will catch a little break there, and they'll get it underneath their own hoop. With Bocard to throw it in here for the Red Raiders. Immediately to Rasmussen, up top to Lambrick. Reinertsen got just a fingernail on it, or else Lambrick would have fired that three. The pass was a little late getting to him, and now it's deflected out of bounds. Glad you're along with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loup City, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's 4-1 Minute 45 in, Gibbon, and Loop City with the ball, but Bocart dribbles it off his hip, loses it away. Already their third turnover. Schuster up the floor, and Bocart comes right from behind, takes it away. Outlet pass to the other end. Jarzynka, the uncontested layup is good. Well, that was the easiest look they've had so far, and it resulted in a turnover. That's how they got it. Milks, transition three, good. Back-to-back three by Ryan Milks, and an immediate timeout from Coach Paul Henry. 5:51 to go here in the first quarter. Gibbon 7, Loop City 3. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
So an early timeout here on the floor, brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney, and a high school concession stand near you. Just a 30-second timeout there by Loop City, and they've got the ball now down by 4-7-3. Into the ball game is going to be Austin Jacobowski. Lewandowski gives it to Lambrick, back to Jacobowski in the corner. The left-handed three right through there. And so the threes, which were a little iffy on Thursday night for the boys' ball clubs, really all the way around, not so early on here. 2 for 3 for Gibbon, 1 for 1 for Loop City at 7-6. Reinertsen against Rasmussen. Oh, if they're going to call that all night, we're going to be here a while. Rasmussen just bodying up on him. Reinertsen made a 360 move out around the three-point arc and passed into the corner, and they called Rasmussen for the foul. That'll be his first and the second on Loop City. Lob into Reinertsen, catch and shoot. Loop City wasn't ready, and he scores. Beautiful pass in, and Riley Reinertsen has his first bucket of the ball game on a simple entry pass into the middle of the lane. Up the floor, Lewandowski. His pass is kicked. The Loop City will throw it into the front court. Riley Lambrick will check back in. 9-6 given, so we've had some early scoring here, just 3 minutes in to the basketball game. Loop City has also brought in Alex Spatansky. 7, maybe 8 guys. That's about how deep Coach Paul Henry wants to go. Gibbon has went to the bench as well and brought in Ryan Newyear as the pass kicked again. I wouldn't even say that Coach Reinertsen necessarily goes quite that deep. You'll see Gareth Stroh get in there and Newyear and maybe Dorzynski. So if it's past 8, you've got either foul trouble or the game's been decided. As Jacobowski drives the right baseline, good ball fake around Schuster, but he's 6-footer. We'll skip on both sides of the rim, no good. Milks rebound. Outlet pass Benfeld against Lewandowski, won't give him the baseline. Back out to Milks with a three, and he's 3 for 3. Ryan Milks is stroking it here in the first quarter. He's got 9 of the 12, and it's 12-6 Buffalo. Loop City across the timeline. Rasmussen, beautiful pass underneath, and a short jumper. Spatansky to answer right back. 12-8. Gibbon gets the ball into the front court. Wasting no time. Both teams want to get up the floor, avoid some early pressure. As Newyear sets the pick, Reinertsen wide open, decides to pass up on the three, gives it to Milks, ball fake on the three, drives in, gives it back to Newyear on the baseline, jump pass back out top, and they'll reset it. Schuster now with the ball between the circles, swings it over the left side, Reinertsen long three on the way, it is good. Well, if you're Loop City, there's not much you can do. You just got to weather the storm right now and don't get rattled. It's 15-8, and a foul called on the pressure here against Gibbon. When you hit 4 straight threes and you're pretty well defended, you just got to take it and say, good job, Gibbon, as the foul is called on number 15, Luke Schuster. His first, the team's second. And back into the ball game, we're going to see Gareth Stroh enter for Gibbon, and Jarzynka re-enters for Loop City. Up top, Rasmussen open three. Reinertsen a shade late getting there, and Rasmussen makes it pay. Three-pointer is good. We've seen 6 threes already here in the first quarter, 15-11 Gibbon. And we still have 3:40 to go. This is fun for the fans as Gareth Stroh brings it across the timeline and gives it to Reinertsen, and he's got Lewandowski on him. That's a mismatch, even though Brady's a great defender. They were going to screen. Riley says, don't even worry, I want to take him. Crossover dribble, free throw line, pull up, and nailed it. And Lewandowski looks at the bench and says, well, what do you do? And Reinertsen now with 8, and it is 17-11. It was good defense by Brady, but Reinertsen, probably the best player in the conference, just made a good move. And as Jacobowski drives, we've got a tap on the arm and a foul called here on Gibbon. It's going to go on Ryan Milks and his first. Coming back in, Cole Lambrecht, and now checking in for Gibbon is Jared Dorzynski. Milks will check out. So Dorzynski, Reinertsen, Stroh, along with Neuer and Benfeld on the floor. Loop City open three off the inbound. Rasmussen missed it. And the long rebound comes out to Dorzynski. Fast break the other way. Reinertsen's little left-hand layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Matt Jarzynka, and Loop City gets up the floor. 17-11 Gibbon. With it is Lambrecht. Riley drives, gives it to Cole on the baseline. Nice up-and-under move, and he is fouled by at least two Gibbon Buffaloes. We'll see who they give it to as Neuer and Dorzynski collapsed underneath. And the foul is going to be on Ryan Neuer. That'll be his first. And at the line to shoot two will be Cole Lambrecht. And Lambrecht will put the free throw up, and it is short off the front of the iron. No good. And currently going on, Loomis and Eustace Farnham girls consolation of the Fort Kearney Conference. That's on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as part of the Fort Kearney Conference quadruple header. The free throw is up by Lambrecht. He'll hit the second one, gets one of two. Schuster waiting to check back in here for Gibbon. And Loop City looks like now they're back to their original five on the floor of Rasmussen, Bocart, Jarzynka, and the Lambrecht boys. And bringing the ball to floor, Schuster here for Gibbon. Hands it off to Neuer, swings it over to Dorzynski, back to Reinertsen. Riley on the right wing, guarded by Riley Lambrecht. So Riley versus Riley. Lambrecht cuts him off, and Reinertsen drives, gets it out to Schuster. Back out Dorzynski, left-hand attack, takes it out in the corner to Schuster. Stutter dribble, Luke off the screen, but good switch Rasmussen. Now Reinertsen throws it underneath to Stroh. Everybody thought it was a three-pointer, but it was a pass to Stroh. He's underneath the hoop, has to get it out of there. I think Riley was going to shoot the three, but then saw Stroh and passed it to him. Now Reinertsen drives, and he's going to be fouled on the way to the hoop. They'll say it's before the shot. And Riley Reinertsen gets the foul called on Brett Benfeld, who had an outstanding game on Thursday night. I don't see them all, but it's the best game I've ever seen little Benfeld play. And on the inbounds, they hack Reinertsen again. And the foul is going to be going against Loop City on the hold. They're going to say it's no shot. Reinertsen was good catch and shoot again in the air, but they'll survive with that one. The foul on Jarzynka, his second. He got in a little foul trouble against Adams Central on Thursday. Stroh to throw it in. And underneath, Dorzynski's wide open, but then he double-clutched, missed the shot, and the rebound brought down by Riley Lambrecht. Up the floor come the Red Raiders to Cole Lambrecht. Down low, they get it to Spetansky, who's back in. He missed one. Well defended underneath by Neuer. And Dorzynski grabs his second rebound. Stroh across the timeline here as the scoring is slowed down. It was all threes. That has something to do with it. See if we can get some twos on the board. Threes if they're open, but we just haven't seen a lot of two-point buckets. Gibbon has hit four threes and Loop City two. Little give and go, and there's a charging foul on Dorzynski, no doubt about it. Grady Lewandowski, who will take the charge, was solid, and Dorzynski lowered his shoulder like he was going through the A-gap. The foul on Jared will be his first. Problem is, that is the sixth foul, I do believe, here on Gibbon. At least it is in my book. They have it 5-4, and I have it 6-3. So I wonder if somebody, namely me, marked one down wrong. But we'll find out as the game progresses. Nonetheless, it's 17-12 Gibbon as Bocart brings it into the front court. Lewandowski dumps it into the corner. Riley Lambrecht. Three-pointer on the way, comes up short. Cole got the rebound, knocked out of his hands by Garrett Stroh. And he'll hit it out of bounds. Nice block there by Garrett Stroh. And Loop City underneath their own hoop. We had a sub coming in, and that will be Dakota Kenton. And checking out will be Dorzynski. Loop City to throw it in to Lewandowski. Brady back out top to Cole Lambrecht. 1:20 to go, first quarter. It's 17-12. Bocart with it. Gibbon has the 5-point lead. Lambrecht makes a save of that pass near the sidelines. Now they're spreading the floor and slowing it down a little bit. Lewandowski holds it, skip pass, and again another good catch by Cole Lambrecht. Gets by his defender, pulls up from 10 and hit it. Cole Lambrecht with his third point. And with 1 minute to go here in the quarter, 17-14, given by three. And Riley Reinertsen will walk the ball across the timeline. Riley between the circles, off the ball screen, give and go to Kenton, dropped it, got it back, has it knocked out of his hands, and the ball hits the bottom of the iron, and it's going to be grabbed there by Cole Lambrecht again. As Loop City a chance to tie it with a three, baseline, Spetanski, back out top, Bogart, rotated to Lewandowski, looking for Riley Lambrecht. He's posted up a double team now, so Lewandowski has to clear it out to midcourt. 27 seconds to go. Over to Riley Lambrecht, back into the corner. There's Cole now. It looks like they're going to pull it out and play for one. 19 seconds. That's tough to do against Gibbon because they're going to come right out after you. Cole Lambrecht over to Riley out around midcourt. He's got it with 11 seconds. A three-point lead for Gibbon. Bogart with the ball at the top of the circle. Dribbles it off Stroh's foot. Turns it over. It's still loose. Stroh picks it up. Shot at the buzzer is on the way and no good. Dakota Kenton was a running throw-up seven-footer that did not go. And so after a very hot start to the first quarter, the last 3 minutes were pretty quiet. And after one, it's Gibbon 17, Loop City 14. You're listening to the boys' third-place game of the Loop Platte Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Ryan Milks and Riley Reinertsen light things up here in the first quarter, where Gibbon goes 4-5 from three-point land and only turns it over once. They lead it 17-14. Gibbon's right there with them as they get the or Loop City's right there with them as they get the ball to start this second quarter. Ryan Milks, 9 points on three threes. Riley Reinertsen has seven. And on the other side, Loop City has four from Brady Rasmussen, three from Jacobowski and Lambrecht. They out-rebounded Gibbon 6-4, but there weren't very many misses as the ball again deflected out of bounds. Gibbon had only one turnover there in the first quarter. In the girls' consolation game in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Axtell leading Loomis after one quarter, 11-8. Axtell girls leading Loomis 11-8. Lambrecht, Riley down to Cole. Cole right underneath the hoop, double pumps and scores. 5 points now for Cole Lambrecht, and that's five in a row for Loop City. 17-16 Gibbon. First 30 seconds of the second quarter. So I misspoke earlier. Eustace Farnham girls are playing in the final against Amherst. Axtell is in the consolation, both girls and boys, over at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Reinertsen fadeaway three, and it is good. 10 points for Riley Reinertsen, and Gibbon is 5 of 6 beyond the arc. Loop City's 2 of 3, 20-16 Buffaloes. Bogart bounce passes kick. You're going to see a lot of that. You usually do against the 1-3-1 zone. Gibbon can stretch that half court very well. They'll put the foot out. They'll put the hand out. And the inbound to Riley Lambrecht runs into Kenton. That makes him force the shot, but he follows the miss. No good. Cole Lambrecht with the rebound, and they're going to call him over the back. And for Cole, that'll be his first personal foul. And Gibbon with the basketball. Luke Schuster goes to grab it and hands it off to Benfeld. He gives it right back to Luke. Across the timeline he goes. Starting five in there in the first minute of this second quarter for Gibbon. Up top with it, Milks. Milks off a couple of picks. They get it to Reinertsen. Loop City switches. Now he drives and has it partially blocked by Lambrecht. Gets the ball back from Kenton, and the score by Reinertsen. Dakota Kenton kept it alive, and Reinertsen with his 12th point. There was some contact down low. They let that go as Reinertsen scores from 5 feet. Bogart across the timeline. Again, the ball is kicked. Our next game here, the girls' consolation, will have Wood River taking on Centura. That game will tip off at 4 o'clock. Centura played Wood River the very opening game of the year, and Wood River won that game 47-39. Now we've got a foul away from the basketball. Called on Gibbon. Fighting their way through a screen. And it looks like it's on Dakota Kenton. And that'll be his second. According to the official book, that'll be the sixth team foul. So Loop City will throw it in. Rasmussen over to Lewandowski. Down by six again, 22-16 after back-to-back Reinertsen buckets. Into the ball game again is Jacobowski. Skip pass over to Lewandowski in the corner to Bocart. Austin drives, pulls up from 11, comes up short. Rebound by Jacobowski, and he is going to be fouled underneath the hoop. So the foul's starting to pile up here, and we've got a 1-1 coming up for the Red Raiders. It's going to be on Ryan Milks. That'll be his second. And at the line will be Austin Jacobowski to shoot the 1-1. He hit a three early in the first quarter. Gareth Stroh will check in, and Milks will check out. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 22-16, Gibbon leading the Red Raiders. And the left-handed free throw on the way, and it's rattled around off the glass and in for Jacobowski. Austin kind of shot puts it up there. He has good form until just about the time he's ready to release it, and then he's got a trigger right off that left elbow. Flicks that one up, no good. The rebound comes out into the corner. Lewandowski's going to run it down. Brady gets the O-board and then tries to dump it inside. The ball knocked away, and Gibbon doesn't take advantage. They throw it out of bounds, so Loop City keeps it. Red Raiders will take it out in front of the Gibbon fans who are on the far side today. That's where Bob Benfelt likes to set. Mike Kenton. And the rest of the Gibbon Buffalo fans. And Rasmussen has his pass taken away by Reinertsen. He slaps it. He steals it. He gets it up ahead to Benfelt. And he'll put it in. Brett with his first bucket of the ball game after getting 18 on Thursday night. And the largest lead now equal 24-17. City ball, Riley Lambrecht. Looks right, throws it left to Rasmussen. Looks at Stroh and gives it off to Jacobowski. Right back out to Brady. Brady attacks and gives it off to Riley Lambrecht. He's got a good look at a three, but it's off the front of the iron. No good. And Reinertsen will pull down his first rebound of the game. Riley brings it into the front court. They double team him. Now he loses the double team and gives it into the corner to Schuster. Luke for three. That is no good. Ball is batted around. Going to end up with a jump ball. It's getting kicked down there. Oh, and they're going to award a timeout here to Gibbon. Nobody had the ball, and you could tell when the official blew his whistle, he went, oops. But what are you going to do? Timeout for Gibbon. 30-second timeout. 5:05 to go here in the first half. 24-17. Gibbon will be right back.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
5:05 to go here in the first half of the boys' consolation game of the 2013 Loop Flat Conference Tournament. It is Gibbon 24 and Loop City 17. It'll be Gibbon ball with Gareth Stroh out of the timeout. Throw it in underneath his own hoop. Looking, tosses it out top, and it's in Schuster's hands. He'll give it to the right-hand wing. There's a Gibbon go. Reinertsen got it underneath to Benfeld, who makes a nice jump shot up and in. And it's 26-17 now, Gibbon with a 9-point lead. Loop City needing to find a way to get some points here now. They've won another couple of minutes on a dry spell. Lambrecht really being hounded to Rasmussen. Brady gives it over to Lewandowski against this 1-3-1 zone. They were doing well when they were able to run out of the fast break in transition. Lambrecht for three. Riley no good. Rebound brought down by another Riley and Reinertsen. He'll wait for the traffic to clear and bring it up himself. Long pass down to Benfeld. He's open and he's fouled as he takes up the shot. Riley Lambrecht with his first foul. And at the line will be Brett Benfeld, who's got the last two buckets here for Gibbon. And Loop City is going to take a timeout. So with 4:24 to go here in the first half of play, it is 26-17 Gibbon. And they've got some free throws when we come back in a minute.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Doug Duda with you here at Wood River High School. Opening of four games today. Opening game on the Loup Black Conference Tournament next Saturday. Heartland Hoops Classic down in Grand Island. We'll talk more about that throughout the day. Right now, though, Brett Penfeld has two free throws coming up. That one bounces all the way around and falls off. So, again, as usual, Milks, Reinertsen, and Benfeld leading the team in scoring. They have all but one of the team's points so far. Second free throw up, and that is good. So, Benfeld with five straight here, and the Red Raiders take the lead out to 10 at 27-17. Lewandowski into the front court, pass tip. Rasmussen runs it down. Back over to Lewandowski. Into the corner to Jacobowski. Skip pass over to Rasmussen. Brady will drive. There's three given Buffaloes waiting for him, so somebody's open. It's Jacobowski on the backside. He'll put the jumper up, no good. Offensive putback. Cole Lambrick is fouled, and he'll get two free throws. And the foul is on Brett Benfeld, and that will be his second. So some fouls starting to accrue here for Gibbon. And Coach Paul Anderson going down the bench talking to some of his kids that don't normally get in. Wonder what kind of strategy he's planning here as the free throw is up and it is in for Cole. I think he's telling them, you guys be ready because we're getting in some foul trouble. I may need you. Second free throw now for Cole Lambrick is up and in. So Cole hits them both. And he's got seven. 27-19. Midway through the second quarter, backside lob. Benfeld missed the layup. Stroh with a nice pass. Brett just didn't finish that time. Cole Lambrick with his fourth rebound. Well set up play, but they're going to execute that most of the time. Rasmussen with it on the left side of the key. Stroh on him, gets it over to Jacobowski. They lose a defender, back to Rasmussen. Finally, they rotate it to the right-hand corner to Lewandowski. Back out to Lambrick, and he drives, puts the shot up on the run, no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Gibbon. Stroh to throw it in, and Schuster will walk the ball up the floor. We had such an outstanding start to this game offensively, and in the last 8 minutes, it's been pretty dry as Reinertsen tries to change that. His three is no good. The rebound brought down by Austin Jacobowski, his second. To Rasmussen, long outlet pass. Riley Lambrick goes up to make the catch. Out of the double team, he'll dribble out of there and rotate it to Jacobowski into the corner to Lewandowski. Skip pass over to Riley Lambrecht, and it's going to go off of him. The ball is loose, high in the air. It's 500 time, and a foul called during that melee on Brady Lewandowski of Loup City. And a one-and-one coming up. That'll be the first foul on Brady. Coach Paul Henry wants an explanation here as Gareth Stroh will go to the line and shoot a one-and-one. That's the sixth Loup City turnover. And the lefty Stroh puts the free throw up and in. He'll get the bonus. First point for Gareth. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats. Preview of the game still to come and an update from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. As the second free throw by Stroh is on the way, and it is good. So Gareth hits them both, and the lead is at 10 again, 29-19 given. Loup City taking their time to break that 1-3-1 press. They're throwing over the top of it most of the time. Into the corner, Lambrick. Back out Rasmussen, but Loup City hasn't been getting many shots at all here in the second quarter. Rasmussen tries to change that with a three. It comes up short, no good. And the rebound is loose. It's going to be yanked down by Dorzinski. Jared to the other end. Dishes it off to the trailer. Reinertsen, who makes the layup. Usually that's the other way around. Good credit to Dorzinski for the nice play. And it's 31-19. Lambrick drives, runs into Stroh. Ball loose to Jacobowski. Back out of the wing to Lewandowski. Brady out to Lambrick. Riley over to Rasmussen. Back out Jacobowski. They let him have the three. He fires and hits it. Three-point bucket by Austin Jacobowski is his second, and it's 31-22. Jacobowski got boxed out to the ground of the Loop City fans, some of them not happy about that. Reinertsen walks the ball up the floor. Reinertsen waiting to see what kind of defense they've got. Now he'll isolate Riley Lambrick. Pulls up, three-pointer on the way. It's off the front of the iron, no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and they will give it to Loop City. Still given with only one turnover in the basketball game. Okay, we've got a foul called here. The official indicated that it was their basketball. And Paul Henry really giving one of the officials an earful here. And neither coach has been overly thrilled here so far in the first half. But intense game. These guys are both good enough to have been in the finals. They're both good enough to win this game, and they know it. The foul was called on Jared Dorzinski, his second, and a 1-1 coming up for Cole Lambrecht, and the free throw will not go. And Riley Reinertsen the rebound, and a timeout going to be called by Gibbon. 1:41 to go here in the first half of play, and it is Gibbon 31, Loop City 22. We'll be right back on.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
1:41 to go here in the third quarter, or second quarter of play, excuse me. It's 31-22. Gibbon boys leading Loop City in the consolation game of the Loop Platte Conference Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Gibbon called the 32nd timeout. Each team using two timeouts here in the first half. And the Buffaloes bring it up with Luke Schuster against the Loop City man-to-man to Gareth Stroh. Also out there is New Year, Reinertsen, and Benfeld, who has it the left-hand corner. Uses his dribble up back up top to Ryan New Year, who hands it to Schuster. Looking to get Reinertsen free here. Little push-off comes and gets the ball to Stroh. Now they try to post Riley up, working on Bogart. Back up top, Schuster reverse it to Stroh. Really trying to get something inside out of that timeout, and they're going to call a walk on Gareth Stroh. He started to pass it one way and then decided to change his mind, and that is just the second given turnover of the first half. Loop City gets the ball, needs to make something happen with it here as they trail by nine. Riley Lambrecht over to Jacobowski, into the corner to Bogart. All he does is dribble all the way out to midcourt and then has it stolen away by Reinertsen. Beautiful steal. Here's Stroh. Should have had the layup, but the ball took a bad hop, and now he's got to grab it back. And Stroh hands it off to Luke Schuster. Schuster out at midcourt. We'll swing it over to Reinertsen. Riley back out top to New Year. To Gareth Stroh. To Reinertsen. Three off the screen. Good. Riley with 10 in the quarter and 17 in the first half. 34-22, Gibbon, 30 seconds to go. Riley Lambrick drives, and a blocking foul called on Gibbon as he stepped through the double team, and sliding over was New Year, and he is going to be called for the block. That'll be his second. And at the line to shoot the two-shot foul will be Riley Lambrick, looking for his first points of the basketball game, and it will not go in the first time. And Riley has been under the weather basically all week, according to Coach Paul Henry. And is trying to fight through it. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Riley gets one of two, and it's 34-23. Gibbon with the lead. Loop City with only 1 2-point bucket here in the quarter, and it looks like Gibbon will play for the last shot. Reinertsen walks it up the floor. Ball screen right side. Spetanski is now on Reinertsen in the man-to-man. They need to find a way to switch, and there they do. Lambrick comes out on him. 7 seconds. Reinertsen backs out, and he's going to drive on Lambrecht. And we got a hand check foul on Riley Lambrecht. That'll be his second, and that will send Reinertsen to the line to shoot the 1-1, which is nearly automatic. 91% free throw shooter, although he did miss a couple the other night, so he's due to get back up to 90% today. 1-1, 3 seconds to go in the half. Free throw is up, and it's good. 35-23. And Reinertsen now gets ready for his second free throw. Loop City's been known to throw in some Hail Marys, so let's see what happens here. It's good. And the inbounds pass comes to Bocart. Back to Lambrecht from three-quarter court. It's on the way, and it's in and out. No good. He was 2 inches from swishing that one. They find a way to do it, but just off the mark there. And we go to halftime. The Bullies consolation game of the Loop Platte Conference Tournament. It's the Gibbon Buffaloes, 36, and the Loop City Red Raiders, 23. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops as the Loop Platte Conference Tournament continues here on Classic Hits. At the half, it is the Gibbon Boys 36 and Loop City 23. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in the local yellow pages. It's the first of four games going on here at Wood River, and our second game will be the girls' consolation game, a rematch of opening night between Centura and Wood River. Wood River and even Coach Darren Parlin believes they're playing their best basketball of the year. Yes, they're 8-12. They don't have that winning record, but they have been playing better since Christmas. They did start the year with a win over Centura, so they're hoping to do that again today. Centura will come in at 11-9. As usual, the Loop Platte Conference Boys Championship tends to be a pretty dandy ball game. And the last time we were here at Wood River beat Gibbon in the finals. We were talking about that yesterday, and that should be an outstanding basketball game between the top two seeds, undefeated Kearney Catholic and 16-3 Adams Central. Adams Central and Kearney Catholic have not played this year. They always play the last game of the year, and they've met so many times in the conference tournament. So we'll see how that plays out. Kearney Catholic wants to score some points. Adams Central wants to keep this a lower scoring game. And for Adams Central, it seems like they bounced back from a rough stretch in mid-January where they lost to Northwest, Donovan Trumbull, and Hastings, and have now started to play a little bit better basketball and had a good fourth quarter to beat Loop City on Thursday. Our final game tonight, the girls' championship. And again, it's going to be Kearney Catholic taking on Ravenna. And I've been doing Loop Platte Conference basketball. I think this is the 15th or 16th tournament. This is probably the most overwhelming favorite that there has ever been, boys or girls side. And just to put it in perspective, Kearney Catholic beat Ravenna by 50 earlier this year. But that was the second week of the season. You can tell Ravenna is a better basketball team. Whether Kearney Catholic could improve from what they did on that night, we'll see tonight. But the Stars, an overwhelming favorite against Ravenna tonight at 8 o'clock. Again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is going on ESPN 1460 and 1550. They're about at halftime for the girls' consolation, Axtell and Loomis. Then it's the boys' consolation at 4, Axtell and Wilcox-Hildreth. The girls' championship at 6 will have Amherst against Eustis Farnham. And the boys' championship tonight should be a dandy there as the top two seeds, Overton and Elm Creek, will play. And Elm Creek will want payback for last week when they were up 15 in the second half. They were up 11 in the fourth quarter, and Overton came back and beat them in double overtime, and that's tonight at 8. Of course, the Super Bowl tomorrow, complete coverage on ESPN Radio. We are at the end of the first half here at our boys' consolation game, Gibbon 36 and Loop City 23. We'll come back and take a look at the number in a moment here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loop City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loop City, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Wood River, where it's time to take a look at the first half stats of our boys' game, starting with Loop City. Brady Rasmussen has 4 points so far here in the first half, 1 3-pointer and 1 free throw. So they've done a good job in cooling Rasmussen down, who had 34 on Tuesday and 19 on Thursday. Austin Jacobowski has hit a couple of threes, 7 points and 2 rebounds. Austin Bocart has a rebound. Cole Lambrecht has 7 points, 4 rebounds. Riley Lambrecht, 1 point, 3 rebounds. Brady Lewandowski has a rebound. Matt Jarzynka, 2 points, a rebound, and a block shot. And Alex Matansky has 2 points here in the game. 6 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 4 of 7 in the second. 3 point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers for Loop City, 4 in the first, 3 in the second. All in all, that's not too bad against what many people believe is one of the top two defenses in the Loup Platte Conference. Foul situation, Matt Jarzynka, Riley Lambrecht each have 2. Loup City 14 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, the Red Raiders have 23 points, 12 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 7 turnovers. We'll come back and look at Gibbons' numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half numbers for Gibbon. Ryan Milks came out red hot, hit 3 threes in the first quarter, and then they were able to get in his face a little bit, and that's what he's got, 9 points and 2 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen, he's off to the races again tonight as he picked up 12 points in the second quarter, and he's got 19 in the ball game with 3 rebounds. Brett Benfeld, 5 points and a rebound. Gareth Stroh, 2 points and a block shot. Dakota Kenton, 1 point, 1 rebound. Jared Dorzynski has 3 rebounds here in the first half of play. 4 rebounds in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first quarter of play and 5 of 6 in the second quarter of play. 3-point shooting, 4 of 5 in that red-hot first quarter. 2 of 5, not bad, in the second quarter. And only 1 turnover in each quarter. So Gibbon also taking great care of the basketball. Foul situation, a whole bunch of players with 2. Milks, Benfeld, Kenton, Dorzynski, and New Year, all with 2 fouls, according to my book. 17 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second at the half, given 36 points, 10 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 6 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block, 2 turnovers, and the Gibbon Buffs lead Loup City at the half, 36-23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct. $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Ready to start the second half. It's Gibbon basketball. And at halftime in the girls' consolation of the Fort Kearney Conference, it's Axtell 21 and Loomis 15. That's on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here we go. Off the screen, Schuster will give it to Reinertsen, who backs it out outside the arc. They isolate him one-on-one against Cole Lambrick. Starts the drive, backs it out, fires it over to Milks. Milks can't get the shot away. Rasmussen on him and the man-to-man. It to Schuster. Schuster drives, has it stuffed and taken away by Riley Lambrick, who just really stood there and held his ground, and Lambrick will bring it into the front court. Get it over to Bocart. Gets inside on Benfelt there, drops it into the corner. Lambrick, nice pass under to Jarzynka, but coming in to block it away is Riley Reinertsen. Into the corner it goes for a three. Rasmussen, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Jarzynka. Has it blocked by Kenton. Still loose. Jarzynka, a little jump hook. No. All of that and Gibbon comes out of there. Reinertsen, outlet pass into the front court, and the ball gets thrown away by Gibbon. Just their third turnover. Lambrick up the floor, takes it out. Reinertsen puts it up, and they're going to call him for a charge. Riley Lambrick with his third personal foul to start this second half. Reinertsen held his ground. Lambrick tried to kind of shade around him, but there was definite contact. And now Gareth Stroh in for Gibbon. A minute into the quarter here, and looks like they take Schuster out of the game here for a second. And for Loup City, they stay in there with Lambrick, and underneath Milks is wide open, but he missed the layup. Rebound Kenton, he can't get it to go, and Brady Rasmussen will come out of there with it for Loup City, who needs to find some offense early in this third quarter to get back in the game. Rasmussen drives, dishes it to Bocart out of the right wing. Bocart with the left hand, dribble, and it's taken away. Reinertsen with the steal. Reinertsen to the other end. Reinertsen missed the layup. You never see that. The rebound brought down by Cole Lambrick, his fifth. Up to Riley against Garrett Stroh, and a foul on Garrett. Two shots coming up. First foul on Stroh. We saw a lot of this same energy coming out of the locker room to start the basketball game, and it's here again to start the second half. The points just aren't with it. And at the line will be Riley Lambrick to shoot two. The first free throw, up and no good. And Riley playing under the weather. I think that's just affecting the way he's shooting the ball. He hasn't actually shot it much. And at the free throw line, it's just like, please get up there. And he gets one of two again. And he's going to check out. And Jacobowski will check in. 36-24. Gibbon with the lead. Looking for their first points of the second half, and Loup City's going to extend their defense here a little bit. But it is broken. Kenton gets it across the timeline to Stroh. And now they get into that half-court offense. And when you're sick, you don't want to be the guy that's going one-on-one against Reinertsen, and that's what Riley Lambrick has ended up doing here. As Benfelt gets it to Stroh. Stroh on the left elbow, and it's ripped away. Riley Lambrick with the steal. Riley to the other end, and he'll lay it over the front of the rim and in. Didn't look bad there. And a timeout by Gibbon. They'll have two remaining. And Coach Paul Reinertsen wants to discuss some things with his ball club. 5:53 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's Gibbon 36, Loup City 26. And we're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your field. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Don't forget our games, also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. First of four here on Classic Hits, 98.9. First of four games today, boys' consolation. And it is 36-26 Gibbon. But they have not scored in the first 2 minutes of the half as Loop City puts some pressure on. Ben Felt finds Stroh. Stroh being patient here instead of making the long pass. Gets it to Ben Felt, pushes it across the timeline, knocked away from behind by Jacobowski. Gets it off to Rasmussen, drives, and scores. Brady able to take it over the top of Benfeld. 36-28, and Gibbon, who had just two turnovers in the first half, have three in the first 2.5 minutes here. Now a long outlet pass to Reinertsen, and his pass is taken away by Riley Lambrecht. Loop City changing up their defense, and Garrett Stroh knocks Lambrecht to the ground for the foul. Second foul on Garrett Stroh. And Loop City changing their tactics here a little bit in the second half. That's why Gibbon coach Paul Reinertsen called the timeout moments ago. So Stroh will check out and Schuster back in. But Loop City need the bucket here, and they can really call themselves back in it to Lewandowski right elbow. But Brady just doesn't look to shoot. I don't know why Gibbon even covers him. He just doesn't look to shoot. He will, but he hasn't shot it once yet here. Over to Jacobowski, ball fake three, comes into the lane, has his pocket picked by Schuster. Schuster two-on-one with Reinertsen. We know how this is going to finish. Riley with the layup. In fact, Rasmussen just went ahead and let him go by. 21 for Riley Reinertsen, 38-28 Buffs with a big steal and bucket. To slow that Loop City momentum, Rasmussen drives in, knifes his way, throws up a tough one, it sticks on the iron, no good, and Kenton with his third board. Up the floor, Reinertsen's pass nearly picked off by Lambrick, but it deflects to Milks, and he'll get it to Schuster, set things up. Reinertsen, top of the key, off the pick, ball screen, ball fake, got Lambrick in the air, then skips it over to Milks. Milks drives the baseline, cut off there, and throws it back up top to Schuster, and we'll start over again. 38-28 Gibbon, 4:25 to go here in the second quarter, or third quarter. Second and third, I've been flip-flopping them all day, apologize for that. Into the corner, off the pick. There's a three, Reinertsen, but it won't go this time. Ball tipped, and Benfeld grabs it. Gets it back to Riley. Second chance here for Gibbon. As Dakota Kenton sets the ball screen, Rasmussen switches on. Reinertsen and steals it away. Goes to the other end. Layup is no good. Schuster, give him credit to get back and put the defense on. Kenton the rebound to the other end. Free throw or layup is missed. And now a foul. Reinertsen missed the layup, and Milks got the rebound. He'll be fouled and go to the line looking for his first point since the first quarter. What a melee we had there. Both teams missed layups on that exchange. The foul called on Cole Lambrick. That'll be his second free throw. Milks good. Ryan now with 10 points. He hit three threes in the first quarter of play. And Milks is a 58% free throw shooter. Shoots about 30% from three-point land. And the second free throw on the way, and he hits them both. So Milks with a couple of free throws, and the lead is at 12. Loop City had the ball down 8, missed a layup, and now they've got the ball down 12. Lambrecht gets it over to Lewandowski into the corner to Bocart. Austin looking inside. It goes through Lewandowski's hands, and another Loop City turnover. Gibbon wants to run. Numbers aren't quite there. Now Schuster finds a place to get through, and a great block shot. Riley Lambrick comes up with the offhand and swats it off the glass, and up the floor come the Red Raiders. Bocart, top of the circle over to Jacobowski. He'll throw it inside. There's Jarzynka. Squares up. Missed it. Gorzinski rebound, and he is fouled. My, oh, my. The missed bunnies we've seen here in the last 2 minutes. Both teams seem to be so afraid of contact, or at least cognizant that they're going to get some contact, that they forget to put the ball up strong. And just about every one of them has been short or hit the rim on the way up. Foul here is called on Matt Jarzynka of Loop City, his third. Full court pressure this time. Gibbon breaks it. Into the front court, it is Dorzinski. He's in there with New Year off to Schuster. Milks and Reinertsen also on the floor. Milks with it against the man-to-man up to Dorzinski. A couple of dribbles, wants to get it back to Milks, and he does. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 40-28 Gibbon. As Loop City's been trying to play catch-up, and a foul away from the ball. Reinertsen and Lewandowski fighting underneath, and it looks like it'll be on Brady. And for Brady, that'll be his second. And it'll be Gibbon ball. They lob it into Reinertsen. Reinertsen in the lane, pulls up and hits it. He's done that numerous times throughout his career. It's just a simple lob with no backside help. But you shouldn't need backside help when it's coming from the baseline. Jacobowski skip pass to Rasmussen in traffic. He is hit. It's out. Lewandowski tries the three. It is no good that time. And the rebound run down by the Red Raiders. Jacobowski has it to Rasmussen. He'll force the jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Dorzinski. He's got 5 boards here in the ballgame this afternoon. And all of a sudden, Gibbon has their biggest lead. They've scored the last 6 to go up 42-28. They've got the ball with Reinertsen off the pick. Works on Rasmussen, then dribbled it off his foot on the crossover, and out of bounds it goes. Gibbon with 6 turnovers in the quarter. They had only 2 in the first half altogether. Substitutions made here for Loop City. They're going to have Spetanski, Bokart, Lewandowski, Riley Lambrick, and Brady Rasmussen. They've got the ball and need some points. Scoring just 5 points here. They were all in a row to cut it down to 6. Or to 8, excuse me. Down to Riley Lambrick. Beautiful pass from Lewandowski. The spin from 4. It's good. Great pass allowed Riley Lambrick to get his 5th point of the quarter. And in the backcourt, we've got a foul going for the steal. And the foul's going to be on Brady Lewandowski. And that'll be his 3rd. It's already 5 fouls here in the quarter on Loop City. And it looks like Lewandowski will check out, and Cole Lambrick will check in. And Gibbon will throw it into the backcourt against that 2-2-1 pressure. They get it to Riley Reinertsen. Long pass down the floor. There's Dorzinski. He takes it right into Jarzynka. Kicks it back out to Milks. Milks now finds a nice pass through the lane to New Year. He puts it up and in. That's just great ball movement by the Buffaloes. Loop City was there at every juncture, and Gibbon just kept making the one extra pass, 44-30. Lambrick, left-hand corner, 90 seconds to go here in the third quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, Loop City. Bokart needs some help, and it's stolen away, and a foul called. Not much Riley Lambrick could do there. He got tied up, and that'll be the 4th on Riley. And once you get trapped against this length of the Buffaloes, it is very tough to get that pass made. You've almost got to step through the double team. That'll be the 4th turnover of the quarter on Loop City. The 4th foul on Lambrick, the 6th of the half. And Gibbon will get the ball at midcourt, looking to add to their 14-point lead. Trying to beat Loop City for the 2nd time this year. They beat them back on December 7th up at Loop City in a game we saw, 42-38. Reinertsen off the pick, looks at the 3, now dumps it inside to Benfelt. Fadeaway jumper with some contact. It's no good. But he'll get 2 free throws. Benfeld, all 5 of his points were in the 2nd quarter of play. The foul on Brady Rasmussen, that's his 2nd. And the 1st free throw coming up for Benfeld on the way, and it skips in and out, no good. Lewandowski's going to re-enter here, and Riley Lambrick will check out with those 4 fouls. 1:10 to go here in the 3rd quarter. 44-30, given with the lead. They've led the entire way. 2nd free throw up, and that one is good. Benfelt with his 6th point, and it's 45-30. Loop City a long way to come back in this one, especially when you've only got 30 points to begin with. Lewandowski across the timeline. Jump pass against the double team, and there's nobody there. Out of bounds it goes. And back over to Gibbon with 1 minute to go, and a timeout going to be called by Loop City. with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. 45-30 in favor of Gibbon. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River High School with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Timeout called by Luke City. Timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. Gibbon 45 and Luke City 30. It's Gibbon ball here with a minute to go in the third quarter. New Year rotates it around the perimeter. Gets it into the hands of Ben Felt. Cut off by Rasmussen. Gets it to Reinertsen. Riley isolating him one-on-one against Cole Lambrecht. Little stutter dribble, now backs it out to midcourt. Surveying, looking for the cutter. Dribbles it over to the right wing, just staying far enough away for no five-second count. Off the pick, it's a pick and roll. No, they're going to kick it out of the wing. To Miltz, get it back into the corner to Schuster. Schuster brings it back out top, and now it looks like they'll go ahead and, will they kill the clock? Well, then they're not going to intentionally kill it. They're going to still run their weave, 18 seconds. Off the pick, they give it to Ben Felt. Back out to Milks. 10 seconds, and it's in Reinertsen's hands. Jacobowski on him. Brings it to the right side. Stutter dribble. Looks for the pick. Swings over on Jarzynka. Top of the key three. Riley in and out. No good. Put back at the horn. Ben Felt will not go. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. It's Gibbon 45 and Loup City 30. The fourth quarter in the Loup Platte Conference boys' consolation game is next on Classic Hits.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Ready to get the fourth quarter underway. It will be Loup City basketball. Not a whole lot of offense in that third quarter. Loup's given out score. Loup City a whole 9-7. And they lead it 45-30. Loup City's went a long time without scoring, and Rasmussen tries to change that. Forces the issue down the left baseline. No good. Rebound. Lambrick gives it underneath to Lewandowski, and he'll put it up and in. Cole Lambrick with his sixth rebound, and Brady Lewandowski with his first bucket of the ball game. 45-32. In favor of the Buffaloes, who have 23 points from Riley Reinertsen so far this afternoon. Schuster in the corner, Milks. Milks got a look at a three, and he's fouled. Lewandowski was just a little late there, boxing him out. Milks kind of leaned into him, but he definitely hit the floor without faking it. So he's going to get three free throws, and for Brady, that'll be his fourth. So Lambrecht and Lewandowski each have four. Jarzynka has three. And after getting dinged for a ton of fouls in the first half, Gibbon only has two total against him here in the second half. As Milks puts the free throw up and in. And the officials confused about what's going on down there. It's three free throws. And they were ready to sub some people in. They're getting on the same page. At the Fort Kearney Conference, they're at the end of three. The Axtell girls lead Loomis 33-25. Axtell's led the whole way, 33-25 over Loomis as they head to the fourth quarter. And here Milks hits the second free throw. Again, the Fort Kearney Conference games are on ESPN 1460, 1550 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Milks hits them all. He's 5 of 5 at the line, and he now has 14 points. And the largest lead of the game for Gibbon. They keep bumping it up a point or two at a time. 48-32. Rasmussen over to Bogart. Ball fake, got him in the air. He'll drive into the paint. Knocked out of his hands by Kenton. And up the floor, two on two. Ben Felt gets it to the trailer, Stroh. Reinertsen actually on the bench to start the fourth quarter, getting a breather. Milks to Ben Felt into the corner to Stroh. Schuster and Kenton also out there. Stroh penetrates and then spins out of there. Gareth uses his dribble to Kenton on the block, guarded by Jarzynka. Good bounce pass to the cutter. Milks, and it's good. Assist to Kenton. Layup Milks. He now has 5 quick points, and it's 50-32. Gibbon has put this one away. Rasmussen out of the wing. 3-pointer, Jacobowski. He'll hit. Austin with his 3rd 3 of the ball game, and he actually leads the team in scoring this afternoon with 10. 6 for Rasmussen, 7 for Cole Lambrecht, 6 for Riley Lambrecht. And a timeout, or just a turnover. No, they're going to call it a turnover. Loop City with the hustle. And a turnover given. Gibbon now with 7 turnovers in the second half, 9 in the game. Loop City with 6 turnovers in the second half, 13 in the game. 50-35, Gibbon with the 15-point lead, and Loop City facing the extended 1-3-1 zone. Into the corner, Bogart. Back up top. They swing it to Rasmussen. Long 3 for Brady. In and out, no good. Jarzynka trying to get the rebound. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be Loop City basketball. And on the baseline, we've got a whistle and a foul call on Gibbon. It's going to go on Dakota Kenton. That'll be his 3rd. And back into the ballgame now after a 2-minute break. Riley Reinertsen. Also coming in is Dorzynski. Check it out will be Kenton and Stroh. And it'll be Loop City ball underneath their own hoop. Coach Paul Henry shouts in the play, then audibles it. And it'll be Bogart to throw it in. Looks inside, it's not there. Dumps it into Cole Lambrecht. Tries to force it up against Milks. Doesn't have a lot of real estate. No good. And Riley Lambrecht will grab the loose ball. Back out top to Rasmussen, over to Jacobowski. Looks at the 3, drives into the double team, gives it off to Bogart. Comes into the paint. Good bounce pass to Lambrecht. Well, maybe it wasn't. He got away from him and out of bounds. He was open, but the pass just really didn't bounce much. It kind of skidded, and out of bounds it goes. Don't forget, at the end of the game and every game, it's the Misco Sports postgame show with the final stats, and then we'll get you ready for Centura Wood River Girls at 4 o'clock. The championships tonight at 6 and 8. Gibbon, good switch there to Ben Felt. Baseline jumper from 7, too strong. Rebound brought down by Rasmussen. Brady trying to go coast to coast and stepping right in the lane to take it away is Schuster. 2-on-1 the other way. Ben Felt layup, good. Schuster on the assist. Great job at both ends by Luke Schuster, 52-35. Luke City basketball. To Rasmussen in the corner. Jacobowski tries another 3. That one almost banked in from the wing. No good. Riley Reinertsen grabs the basketball. Needs some help. They've got him doubled. They'll throw over the top to Ben Felt. Gibbon will slow it down. They've got the lead. No rush here for the Buffaloes. Schuster dribbling around and a foul. As they were trying to deny him passing it to anybody, they overplayed it. And the foul called. We'll have free throws coming up. Going to go on Riley Lambrecht. That'll be it. He is fouled out of the basketball game. His 5th foul. So for Riley Lambrecht, he will finish the game. Been under the weather this week. 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 block shots. Fouls out with 4:57 to go. Coach Paul Henry wants a word with the official. And I know what he's saying to him. He's saying, how come we have 9 fouls and Gibbon has 3? And the first half, it was completely different. Not completely, but it was a little more even. Schuster gets the 1-1 free throw. It is no good, and Lewandowski will pull down the rebound. Gibbon will set back on defense, and the Red Raiders bring it across the timeline. Lewandowski double-teamed, then a foul called on the Buffaloes. And the reach-in foul going to be on Riley Reinertsen. That'll be his 1st of the game. Loop City has a game at Kearney Catholic next Thursday. They host Centura Friday, and they wrap things up at home on the 14th against Donovan Trumbull. For Gibbon, they host Cozad Tuesday, who's playing very well, and they defeated Minden big time last night. They also go to Shelton and host Overton, so some really good games coming up for Gibbon. If they can stay on the winning side, they're going to get some good wild card points as well. All 3 of those teams double-digit wins. Loop City, Bocart to Jay Kowalski. And Kowalski weaves his way through, puts up the runner, no good. Ball tipped around. Rebound, Schuster's there again. He's on the run to the other end. To Reinertsen, spots up for three, gives it to Dorzynski, who again charges. He grabs the ball, and he lowers that shoulder on instinct, and Lewandowski was there to take it again. That's the second time those two have said hello to each other in that same way this afternoon. Lewandowski talking with the given bench there. Of course, as Paul Henry said earlier in the week, Brady's been around this Loop City basketball program since he was old enough to walk, so everybody knows him. Student manager, around with his dad when he was an assistant. Now, of course, four-year player. In and out of the starting lineup, ball knocked out of bounds. Loop City will have it, but great kid. And he will take it out. Fired out to Rasmussen, to Bocart. He's got a look at a three finally. It's off the front of the rim, though. No good. Rebound comes out to Jacobowski. Austin gets it inside. Lambrecht attacks, and a foul called. Cole will go to the line and shoot two. Has not scored in the second half. Had seven in the first half. The foul will be called on Garrett Stroh. That'll be his third. And two free throws coming up here for Cole. He is 3 of 5 at the line. And the first one is good. 52-36 Gibbon. 4:03 to go in the game. Milks checks out. Benfeld checks in. As Gibbon is 4 minutes away from a 15-4 record. Second free throw on the way, Lambrecht, and that crawls over the front of the rim, and it is in. So Lambrecht hits them both, and it's 52-37. Tonight in our championship games, the boys' final at 6, undefeated Kearney Catholic against 16-3 Adams Central, and the Kearney Catholic Ravenna girls will play at 8. Loop City slaps on the full court pressure. Stroh's going to throw over the top to Schuster into the front court, 3-on-3. He takes it in and got his feet tangled up with Jacobowski at Austin. We call for his first foul as the players tumble to the floor. That's the 10th team foul. And Schuster will go to the line where he will shoot two. Just a 53% free throw shooter on the season as a team. 68% for Gibbon. Free throw for Luke. Off the front of the rim, no good. This game started with a bang. We were at 14-11 about 3 minutes in because Gibbon hit 4 of 5 threes and Loop City 2 of 3 in the first quarter. Schuster's second free throw crawls in, and that's Luke's first point of the afternoon. 53-36. Gibbon on top. Coasted home here in the boys' consolation game. Lambrecht gets it over to Rasmussen. They went for the steal, didn't get it. As Brady attacks the hoop, it's going to be knocked out of his hands by Schuster and roll out of bounds. Get in girls action at the Fort Kearney Conference. Axtell was leading Loomis in the fourth quarter. Here the inbounds pass comes to Rasmussen, tries to bank it in, no good. Bocart got the rebound underneath, takes it up, and in. Austin with his first bucket on the offensive rebound. 53-39, 3:37 to go. Ball comes into Dorzynski, knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be Loop City basketball. Cole Lambrecht supplying the great defense. And Loop City will get it underneath their own hoop. And Bocart will throw it in. Lobs it all the way out top to Brady Rasmussen, trying to get it to Austin for the three. They don't look that way, though. Back to Rasmussen. He's got the three, but it won't go. They've missed four in a row. Rebound, Jarzynka, and then they call him for a walk. Matt kind of caught the ball falling backwards, and all he could do was throw it up. It's just a hustle play. It goes down as a turnover, but it's a hustle play for Matt Jarzynka. Gibbon has Reinertsen to throw it in. Looks like the original five. Well, Stroh's in there and not Milks at the moment. Ben fell into the front court. Gets it down to Schuster. Schuster gets hipped out front. Foul called on Jacobowski. That'll be his second. And at the line will be Luke Schuster to shoot two because we're in the double bonus. And I would imagine that every time Luke touches it here for a little while, they're going to foul him because that is the man they want at the line. Look at some of the other free throw shooters that are on the floor right now, and nobody is over the top special. It looks like they're going to have to take Jarzynka out of the, or Lambrecht out of the game. A little blood, the official said somewhere. Nothing major. Oh, well, maybe it is major. Looks like he might have cut himself on his chin or bit his lip. There's a little blood there. He's out, and Spetanski in. And Schuster will put the free throw up and in. Riley has fouled out, so that's Cole that we're talking about. Second free throw now coming up for Schuster. And Luke will put it up and in. So Luke, after missing his first two, has hit three in a row. 55-39, Gibbon with 3:10 to go. Luke City into the front court. Rasmussen over to Bocart, makes a great catch. But they say he took an extra half a step when he came down, and they'll call Luke City for the travel. And Gibbon will get it back. Both teams still playing hard right now. Gibbon really officially trying to put this away. Luke City trying to cut it down to about 10 here. 3:02 remaining and a 16-point Gibbon lead. Milks takes it out on the baseline. Looking out to Reinertsen. He'll take that three, and Riley drains it. First bucket of the fourth quarter for Riley Reinertsen, and he's got a game-high 26, and that's the largest lead again of the afternoon, up to 19, 58-39 Gibbon, forcing the issue at the other end. Jacob Askey, his scoop shot hits the rim twice, won't go. Rebound tapped into the hands of Reinertsen, his sixth. Riley gets it to Schuster, who brings it across the timeline. Left-hand dribble on Bocart, dishes it to Benfelt. Back to Reinertsen. Looks for a back cut. There's Canton. Reverse layup won't go. Offensive rebound, Benfelt. He's fouled, and Brett will go to the line to shoot two free throws. He's 2 of 4 at the charity stripe. 8 points, 4 boards for Benfelt. One of only two seniors on this team, Schuster and Benfelt. Everybody's back next year. And the first of two free throws on the way by Benfelt, and good. 59-39, and Loop City is going to clear the bench right here. So is Gibbon going to start to. They're going to bring Braden Snell, a freshman, in. And for Loop City, Dalton Peters, Nathan Peters, Grant Lewandowski, a freshman, Jared Wilson, and Will Price all check in with 2.5 to go. And Coach Reinertsen getting ready to do the same thing. All of his guys toss the warm-ups off. Second free throw for Benfelt is up and in, and he's got 10 points. And that means free steak from his dad tonight, so we'll make sure and hit him up. 60-39. Bob actually looks like he's smiling over there. And here come the substitutions for Gibbon. A little bit of one at a time. They're going to bring in Corbin Hines, another freshman. Loop City ball. 2:20 to go. 60-39 Gibbon. Leading it by 21. The drive by Lewandowski. Now the ball's loose. Needs some help. And finally, Loop City calls a timeout because they dove on the ball on the floor. So a timeout here by Loop City. It's a full-length timeout. 2:11 to go in the game. And Gibbon is pulled out to a 60-39 lead on Classic Hits.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loop City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loop City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
2:11 remains in our boys' consolation game, 60-39 Gibbon. They've now brought in Victor Rodriguez. He's on the floor. Loop City has the basketball. And Lewandowski gets it over on the right wing to Will Price. Price, couple of dribbles. Gets it into the corner to Wilson. Lobs it inside, and it's knocked out of Dalton Peters' hands. It'll stay with Loop City. Also in there for Gibbon is Jacob Paulson. And Loop City to throw it in. Long three going to be taken by Lewandowski. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Back up and in. by Dalton Peters. So he gets his name in the scorebook and gets Loop City up to 41 points. Garrett Stroh brings it across the timeline. Then you got Rodriguez, Snell, and he'll take the three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound to Garrett Stroh. Stroh kicks it out, another three, Snell. That one short, and an over-the-back foul called on Gibbon. Both teams are now in the bonus. It's been an extremely long fourth quarter. And the foul is going to be called on Garrett Stroh. That'll be his fourth. On at the line is going to be Dalton Peters, who just put an offensive rebound back up and in. And now Cody Ronfeld checks in. So Rodriguez, Ronfeld, along with Paulson, Snell, and Hines are the five on the floor for Gibbon. Second or first free throw by Peters, and the one-and-one is good. So Dalton coming in, and the sophomore helping out right away. Gets a second free throw. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. On the way, good. Peters, four in a row here for the Red Raiders, 60-43. Gibbon, as we play out the string here, it's Corbin Hines against the Loop City man-to-man over on the wing to Jacob Paulson. Into the corner they go to Snell, back to Paulson. He wants to fire at three. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Nathan Peters. Up the floor they come with Will Price. Price, bounce pass around the double team to Lewandowski. Lobs it into Dalton Peters. Great pass. Dalton can't finish. Nathan with the rebound and a foul called. Looks like Nathan gets to go to the line and shoot two. Backside rebound there by Nathan Peters, the freshman, younger of the two. And the foul on Victor Rodriguez. So now Nathan Peters a chance to get his name in the scorebook. The first one up, and good. Into the ball game for Gibbon. Not Brian Zimmer. He is hurt. Tom Costello is in. Tom Costello suiting up in his place. And a second free throw now for Peters. And that hit the front of the rim, no good. Ball's tipped right back out to Nathan. And then a foul call. More free throws coming up. And the foul is going to be called on Tom Costello. And given Coach Paul Reinertsen calls his kids over there, doesn't want them to foul, but wants them to get in the right spot. So a quick little discussion with them. And at the line, Nathan Peters again to shoot a one and one. First one up, and that one skims around, no good. Rebound brought down by Grant Lewandowski, who will put it up and in. So the Loop City Reserves getting the better of it right now, 60-46. 1 minute left. Walking the ball up the floor, it is going to be Corbin Hines. As the Buffaloes work it over to Rodriguez. Victor back up top. Playing catch there with Hines. 40 seconds to go in the game. Gibbon being pretty patient here. Not just chucking it up. Of course, once you get in, you want to get a shot. Rodriguez into the corner to Snell. Ball knocked away by Lewandowski. They're going to say it is off of Gibbon and out of bounds. So Loop City gets the ball back. Paulson comes in. Rodriguez will check out. Down to 33 seconds to go. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Loop City, and Wood River as we are finishing out the first of our four games today. Peters at the high post got tripped up, and he's going to be called for the travel. So Gibbon will get it back with 26 seconds to go. Again, this is a hard-fought game with Gibbon kind of pulling away late in the second quarter. Went up by 13. Loop City cut it to 8 but could get no closer. And it's 60-46. Actually, Loop City has scored 7 in a row to make it this close. As Gibbon on their final possession of the game, driving, scoring, and drawing the foul is Braden Snell. Snell got in that left-hand corner, made a ball fake, took it down the baseline, and has a chance at a 3-point play. With 10 seconds remaining. Free throw for Braden Snell is up, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Peters. Loop City has time for one more shot. Lewandowski across the timeline, fires it over to Price. Price, a desperation three at the horn, is no good, and that is the end of the ball game. The final score, the Gibbon Buffaloes 62, the Loop City Red Raiders 46. And Gibbon will take third in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here in 2013, improved to 15-4. Loup City goes to 11-9, and we'll give you the numbers after this on Classic Hits.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive. Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Time now for the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at MISCO's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the Loup City Red Raiders. A whole bunch of gentlemen got involved in the ball game today. In fact, 11 players scored, just one of them in double figures, and that was Austin Jacobowski, 10 points and 4 rebounds. Brady Rasmussen, after having 53 points in the first two games, was held to just 6. He had 2 rebounds. Austin Bocart, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Cole Lambrick, 9 points, and a team-high 6 rebounds. Riley Lambrick, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Brady Lewandowski had 2 points, 2 rebounds. Matt Jarzynka, 2 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Grant Lewandowski, 2 points and a rebound. Dalton Peters, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Alex Potanski, 2 points, and Nathan Peters, 1 point and 3 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 18 to the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 11 in the first half and 6 of 9 in the second half. 3-point shooting for the Red Raiders, 3 of 7 in the first half, but just 1 of 8 in the second half of play. And as far as turnovers, 7 of the first half, 11 in the second half. Loup City had 23 points at halftime and 23 more in the second half. Red Raiders finish with 46 points, 30 rebounds, 12 out of 20 at the free throw line, 4 of 15 from three-point land, 3 blocks and 18 turnovers. Loup City will finish at fourth place this year with a record of 11-9, and on Thursday they play at Kearney Catholic. They'll host Centura next Friday. We'll look at the numbers for Gibbon right after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And we're back here on the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers that I had for the Gibbon Buffaloes. They had a total of 8 players score, 3 of them in double figures. A solid game for Ryan Milks. He got the Buffaloes out of the gate, going 3-for-3 from three-point land in the first quarter, and that got Gibbon up to a lead that they would never relinquish. 16 points overall and 3 rebounds. Once again, Riley Reinertsen led all scorers. He had 26 tonight. 19 of those were in the first half. He also had 6 rebounds to lead the team and 1 block shot. Brett Benfelt, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Gareth Strome, 2 points, a rebound, and a block. Braden Snell, 2 points. Luke Schuster, 3 points and a rebound. Dakota Kenton, 1 point, 4 rebounds, 1 block. Jared Dorzinski had 5 rebounds, and Ryan Newyear had 2 points in the game. Gibbon had 10 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 11 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 6 of 10 in the first half, and 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 2 in the first half, and 9 in the second half for the Buffaloes. Gibbon had 36 points at halftime. They scored 26 in the second half. And Gibbon finishes with 62 points, 24 rebounds, 17 out of 23 at the free throw line, 7 of 16 from a three-point land. They had 3 block shots and 11 turnovers. And the Gibbon Buffaloes improved to 15-4 on the season and finished third in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament here in 2013 with a 62-46 win over the Loup City Red Raiders. Gibbon, as we said earlier, will be hosting Cozad on Tuesday. They travel to Shelton next Saturday, then take on Overton to wrap up the regular season and set at 15-4 on the year. Get a chance now to chat with the head coach of the Buffaloes, Paul Reinertsen, after getting the win here this afternoon and taking home third place. And, Coach, boy, you guys came out on fire.
Yeah, we did. We you know, this is a little bit of a tough game to get up for, even though you're saying you're playing for third place in your conference. But at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and, you know, I know for one, we wanted to play in the championship game, so I was a little concerned what our motivational factor would be. But our guys stepped up and came out firing. Milksey and Riley got hot from the three-point line right away, and it was nice to see.
Yeah, we saw Brett play an outstanding game on Thursday, and then Ryan Milks got a few more points in this game tonight.
Yeah, he did. You know, we count on those three guys to score for us, and they're all very capable. I'm really happy with Brett, his conference tournament. All three games, Brett really played good basketball on defense and offense. He was big on the boards in all three games we played. So, you know, Brett's a senior, you know, and he's had some injury issues and missed quite a bit of basketball. And so he's really focused on this year to have a good year, and he is.
How about Dorzinski? Him and Brady Lewandowski met a couple of times, but he really had some nice steals, nice passes, hit the boards. He's not a scorer for you, but he came off and played really well off the bench.
That's like two heavyweight fighters going at it. Those two are pretty big boys there. You know, Jared is really a pretty good player for us. He's kind of unsung. He hasn't played a lot of basketball prior to this year at varsity level, but he's had some moments where he's made some really good plays, and my assistants look at me, Coach, we got to get him some more minutes. And he made the heck of a play today, maybe the play of the game when he got a steal down here against Brady Rasmussen, then took it down here at the length of the floor and got a bucket for us. So, yeah, it was really neat to see Jared makes a good place tonight.
And Dorzinski to Reinertsen, usually it's the other way around. I think even Riley gave him a high five on that one.
Yeah, it was good. You know, Jared, you know, once in a while we get on Jared a little bit. He does have some potential, but it was nice to see Jared have a good game. And, you know, it's nice when your kids play well because obviously it's more enjoyable, but it's nice to see the high fives and the smiles at one another.
Three tough games this week, three competitive teams still left on your schedule. There's no doubt that the wild card points can continue to go up, but you're going to get challenged every night. Where do you still need to work on some things before the sub-district tournament?
Well, yeah, our next three games, we've got Cozad, Shelton, and Overton, and those are all three good basketball teams. We watched Cozad play last night. They got a quality team. Brian has done a really good job with this guy, so there's going to be no let-up come district. Now, on the other side, though, I like that schedule going into districts. It kind of prepares you. You're going to have a tough game in districts, and so I really don't think you want to be playing maybe a cupcake, so to speak, going into districts. So I think we're going to use that to our advantage. Hopefully we play well and get some momentum built for districts.
Paul, I got to ask you this question because I'm curious. Gibbon has not had a chance to get their boys to the state tournament since back in, well, I can't remember who would have been playing, but back in 81, and you've got a great ball club this year, and you're in one of the two toughest sub-districts/districts in the state. What is the confidence level of this team, and how much is it talked about or worried about what you've got in front of you trying to get a goal that hasn't been attained in quite a while for the Buffaloes?
Well, it is a goal. You know, I think every team that starts out in November has got a goal to maybe to go to the state tournament. And this year we got a legitimate chance. You know, we know we got some very difficult teams in our district on our side and also on the other side. But we feel we have a chance, and we feel if we play our best basketball, we get a chance to get through our district. But we know if we don't play our best basketball that it'll end pretty quick. But I like our chances. We've got, even though I've only got two seniors, all of my guys have played all last year. So really, we're going to have 2 years of experience going into districts. And And we've played the teams pretty much that we're going to see in the district. So I think we have a legitimate chance. There's a few things. We've got to rebound the ball probably a little bit better. That's why, you know, we're not a big team. And some of the better teams have hurt us on the boards a little bit. That's one area we've got to really work on the next couple of weeks and just make sure our guys are really zeroed in on that aspect of the game.
Well, good week this week, Paul, and keep winning, huh?
Yeah, sounds good to me, Doug. Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the time. Paul Reinertsen, head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes, a fine, fine ball club. They're at 15-4, and we'll wrap things up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Stop in and see John or Ed at Erickson Ford in Loup City today for a reduced interest rate as low as 0% for 60 months. Rebates of up to $8,500 on select models. Now's the time to buy new at Erickson Ford. 0% interest and up to $8,500. You heard correct. $8,500 rebates being offered on select models. You need to get to Erickson Ford in Loup City now. Knowledgeable, no-pressure sales team saving you money. Erickson Ford, finding the vehicle you want with outstanding service after the sale since 1972 in Loup City.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, our first game is in the books here at the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. The first game at the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament is also in the books with the Axtell girls avenging the double overtime loss from last week, beating the number one seed Loomis 45-31 in the girls' consolation game. Now the boys' consolation game will have Axtell against Wilcox Hildreth, the Arrow Event Center, ESPN 1460 and 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com have all the Fort Kearney Conference games, the championships over there tonight. Have the Amherst and Eustis Farnham girls at 6, the Overton and Elm Creek boys at 8. Here next, we're 20 minutes away from tip-off at 4 o'clock between Wood River and Centura's girls. The boys' championship at 6 will be Kearney Catholic, Adams Central. The girls' championship at 8 will be Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take about a 15-minute break. And be back with Centura Wood River girls basketball here on Classic Hits. Again, the final of the boys' consolation. 26 from Riley Reinertsen, 16 from Ryan Milton. Gibbon Downs, Loup City, 62-46. Keep it here for more high school hoops.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online. KKPR.com and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.